You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us once again here on the Refresh radio program. We're going to get started on a Monday morning, and we're going to be talking about the Word of God. We're going to be in Romans chapter 8 today, and probably for the next couple of days as well. But we're going to be diving into the Word of God, and hopefully we will bring some insight and that you will be growing in your faith and growing to be more like Jesus each and every day. So my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And every Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening, you can find us here on WMIE talking about the Word of God. And so he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And I pray that all of us will seek to not only have the needs of our life being met, but that we would also be seeking to bring Jesus and awareness of him to those in this community. We need all hands on deck. We don't need people who are just going to say, well, somebody is going to do it, but I'm not going to do it. We need everybody in Brevard County that is a lover of Jesus to be doing their very best to become like Jesus, but also to tell others about the goodness of God. I hope you will join us in that endeavor. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete has been in Brevard County for a long, long time. 321-536-5804. That's how you get in touch with Greg. And he and his family, they have tremendous experience. They have expertise in what they are doing, and they have a great work ethic everywhere from, you know, coming out, assessing the situation, giving you quotes, scheduling timelines, doing the demo if that needs to be done, the preparation when that needs to be done, the installation, the finishing, the cleanup, and the getting out of the way so that your project can move forward. All of those things are things that Jits Concrete specializes in. I've had them do a number of jobs for us at the church. They've done a number of things for me at my house as well. I hired them to do both of those things. And I learned things. I'm one of those guys that likes to watch what people are doing, especially people who are experts in their field, to see if I can learn anything. And I will tell you what I've come to realize over the past probably, you know, 7 years, 8 years, something like that, is that whenever I see a video about concrete being poured and I'm looking to learn something, I said, you know what? I've seen people who really know what they're doing. I'm going to avail myself of their giftings, and I'm not even going to worry about trying to learn how to do that because they are so much better at it than I am. Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you if you've got a project coming up. 321-536-5804 would be the way that you would be able to get in touch with them if that was something you needed here in 2026. With that being said, can we just pray for all of those people who are working outside, whether it's roofers, whether it is AC people, whether it's concrete people? Can we just pray for them that God would keep them safe out in this summer heat? Father, I just pray for our workers right now. God, I know that the work that they do is hard, but in summer heat in Florida, it becomes even more difficult, more challenging. And Lord, I just pray that your presence would be with them, that you would keep them safe. You would keep them from becoming dehydrated. You would keep them alert, keep them aware. And God, I pray that you would bless them with your presence. Lord, I pray that you would fill them with your spirit the way that you did Bezalel and Aholiab when it came time to do the construction of the temple. God, I pray that you would bless our construction workers, the landscapers, the lawn crews, all of those people who are working out in the elements. God, would you bless them with your presence and keep them safe in Jesus' name. Amen. So be praying for those guys out there. It is guys and girls. There's some ladies that are out there too. Don't just take it for granted. I've known professionals who, when working out in the heat, they were doing their job. They'd done it for years and years and years. And all it takes is one time of going just a little bit too far, and it can change how you feel about being out in the heat, for sure. So we're in Romans chapter 8 today. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 28. We'll read on down to verse number 35 once again. We read this passage on Friday. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." That is where we left off. "That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" That's verse number 35. We ended Friday's broadcast, and it said, "He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." There's a reason for that. And the reason is this, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. I make this statement, and the statement I make simply says this: if everyone on planet Earth rejected Jesus Christ as Lord, he would still be Lord. He is not Lord because of an election. He is Lord because of nature, his nature. So his redemptive plan, that Jesus came and died on the cross, and he works in us, loved us while we were sinners, loved us while we were his enemies. he does all of that because he wants to spend eternity with us. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." That's what he told the disciples. He longs for us to be reconciled to him. So when it talks about that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, I just want to put this out there to you, that if Jesus desires fellowship with the saints, we should also desire to have fellowship with the saints. God could be God all by himself. He and the angels could function in eternity, but his plan was to redeem humanity. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Free will was a gift that God gave to us, and there was already a plan of redemption in place before the sin was committed of Adam and Eve in the garden. So he desires to work in us that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So I'm saved. Congratulations. That doesn't mean that my work is done. That means that I want to see as many other people as I can enjoy that same privilege of redemption and the promise of reconciliation to the Father in eternity with the presence of Jesus. So we study on Wednesday nights. We've been studying a book on Exodus. It's called Exiting Egypt. It's written by Julie West. And a couple of Wednesdays ago, we were talking about that God's plan was always a plan of redemption in dealing with Pharaoh and the Egyptians and the children of Israel. But she made an interesting quote that God was operating in such a way that even if Pharaoh rejected God's offer for him to let the people go, if he refused to acknowledge God, that maybe some of the Egyptians would see how God was operating and they would put their faith and trust in God. But even if the Egyptians did not do that, then the nations around them would hear of how God intervened and that they would be willing to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And so I want to tell you that when Jesus comes to reside inside of our hearts and into our lives, that is a great blessing, but it's just the launching pad. I remember when my very first position, we showed a Christian film one night, and it was a relatively silent movie. It had no words, but it did have music. I think it was called The Music Box, and there was a person who found this music box, and whenever he played it, it brought him great joy. But he kept it under wraps, and so he never told anybody about this music box that played such beautiful music that it brought him great joy, until one day he was playing the music box and all of a sudden someone came in and they also enjoyed the music of the music box. And all of a sudden the guy realized he hadn't lost anything because someone else knew. Now he had actually gained a new level of joy, because now there was someone else that could also enjoy the music box with him. And from there, it led into this situation where he took the music box with him wherever he went, and he played the music, and other people got to experience the same joy. And the purpose of the film was to say, you know what? There are not supposed to be any undercover Christians. We are supposed to be walking in fullness of joy. We are supposed to be experiencing life abundantly. but we're not supposed to be doing that alone. We're supposed to be doing that in fellowship with others. We have a purpose. If it was just about worshiping God once we were saved, then we could just go to heaven and we could get on with the purpose of eternity in the presence of Jesus. We are better together. Ecclesiastes 4 talks about two are better than one, and that how can you walk together unless you're walking in agreement and things like that. So I just want to encourage you that the kingdom is more than just you and your kids and your family. I remember hearing a pastor, and he was talking about he came to this church, and there was a lady, and she was a little disturbed about the younger people that were coming in, and he said, well, I believe you have a grandson, and he named the grandson. She said yes, he said, and if I remember right, he's not living for Jesus right now, is he? And she said, no, but I'm really praying for him. And he said, well, would you want us to make room for your grandson if he came to church? And she said, oh yes, I definitely would like for him to come to church here. And he said, well, could I just ask you to look at all of these young people and realize that they're someone else's grandchild, and that those grandchildren need to worship Jesus as well. And all of a sudden, the lady gained new perspective, and she was no longer threatened by a younger crowd that was coming into church, but realized that she had a vital role to play in making herself available to be a blessing to them as they grew in their spiritual journey. Jesus wants to be the firstborn among many brethren. So, moreover, verse number 30, whom he predestined, we talked about that, predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, these he also called. I want you to know something. Your phone is ringing. Our church office sits on the second story of one of our buildings. We have two buildings. We have a fellowship hall. We have an office. Offices upstairs above that. That's where the phone is. On days when I am there and no one else is, there are days when there are other people there, and they're normally responsible for answering the phones at that point in time. But whenever I'm there, the phone traditionally rings when either A, the phone is not in my office, or B, I'm downstairs. And there, I can't tell you how many days I have been in my office. I've been studying, I've been preparing, I've been doing, phone calls and things like that, and my phone never rings. I go out to check the mail, and while I'm out there, a phone call has come in, and I come upstairs and realized I missed a call. That can be annoying. I can't tell you the number of times that I have called people that I really needed to talk to, and they don't answer their phone. I've known people who, back in the day before caller ID, they did not answer the phone for anybody. They lived with the possibility of getting called into work at any time during the day. And so their solution was, we're just not answering the phone for anybody. And then so they would use their answering machine as a call screener, and if they found out that it was somebody they'd want to talk to, then they'd pick up the phone. That was back in the days with 25 or 50 foot long phone cords that would get all tangled up, and they would they would be about 3 feet long by the time you got done with it. I want you to know God's calling. God's call is an invitation for us to be saved and to become like Jesus. He also called. The called, and again, all of this goes back, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, who are being predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, who are called, whom he also justified. Okay? We talked about this on a recent program about being justified to be in the presence of Jesus. Now, here's the thing. To be in the presence of Jesus, you have to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see God. Holiness is made available to us. It becomes a reality in our life because of the work of Jesus. Because he says, be holy. And just like he said, let there be light, all of a sudden, there is light. Holiness means that now we are set apart by God for God's special purpose, God's holy purpose. And so you and I were never meant to be common. One of the passages in the Old Testament says, I want you to teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. The word profane, it's the word from which we get profanity, but it means common. And let me tell you, profanity is very common in the language, in the vernacular of people. And unfortunately, too many times, it is common in amongst the speech of believers too. Just going to throw that out there. Your mouth is supposed to be holy because your heart is holy and you speak out of the abundance of your heart. But we were meant to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, people called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you were never meant to be common. You were always meant to be an extraordinary trophy of the grace of God. So he's called us. He's justified us. He gives us the privilege to come because of Jesus, come in the name of Jesus to come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in time of need. Now, verse number 30 concludes this way. He also glorified. Let me ask you this. How many people do you think who are not Christians that they are living with the very mistaken mindset that God is just waiting for them to mess up so that he can remove them from his presence forever? It's a very demonic mindset. It's not true. It's not scriptural. God has done all of the heavy lifting to make forgiveness and salvation possible for us. And besides that, he's not waiting for us to mess up. We've already messed up. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the gift that he wants to offer us. He's not looking to humiliate us. He's looking for us to come to a place where we are experiencing and reflecting his glory. He is going to be taking us from glory to glory to glory. So, a lot of people in this world are trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to, you know, get as the honor and the glory that they can get from other people. But I want to be the type of person that God would say, have you considered my servant Job? You see, you read the book, people read the book of Job and they's like, I don't ever want to go through that at all. I want you to understand that the story of Job begins with God heaping tremendous amounts of wonderful things about Job. There were also some things in there that God wanted to remove from Job. So, I think that the body of Christ would be much better served if we were not chasing fame, but instead we were looking to answer the call, experiencing the presence of God, and experiencing the glory that God has for us. So as I was studying for this, there was a commentary that said this principle is talking about a condition called the prophetic past, and so I read about that a little. It talks about a future event, in other words, that we will be glorified. Our mortal is going to put on immortality. Our corruptible is going to be put on incorruptible. We're going to go from, you know, living for a few decades to living forever in the presence of Jesus, from a sinful environment to a sinless environment. It's going to be glorious. Your future, you don't want to miss it for the world. But even though that is a future event, it is something that has already been decreed from the throne in the past. And I will tell you, when God says something is going to happen, it's going to happen. And so you don't want to miss what God has in store for you. I'm the type of person that if I've got something to do first thing of a morning, I may not sleep too well the night before because I'm so excited about what's coming. I hope that you live with glorious expectation of the glorious eternity we're going to spend with Jesus. You don't want to miss it for the world. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.